Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Let's continue the conversation about using algorithms to set cash bail. As we heard before the break, there are five Michigan district courts using a pilot program called Public Safety Assessment, or PSA. It's a risk assessment tool to using predictive algorithms to keep or help judges make pre-trial decisions, including whether to set bail. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith spent some time in two of those district courts taking part in this pilot program, and she joins me now. Lindsay, where did you go, and what did the judges there have to say about the tool?
So I went to two district courts, 41B in Clinton Township, north of Detroit, and the 31st District Court in Hamtramck. Chief Judge Alexis Kratt there is been living there and been working in the community for a while. So in Hamtramck, in her court, she says it's made a huge difference because before they had this assessment tool, she was spending maybe 2 minutes, maybe a minute, just sitting down, asking, you know, who are you? What's your age? Do you have a job? Do you have kids? Basic rundown before deciding what to set these people's bond at.
But it was just me trying to figure it out with the person in front of me. There was no real evidence-based practice. Now, with the pretrial risk assessment, there is an absolutely evidence-based evaluation, and our probation officer, he is the person who handles all of that. So he's got real data, not just kind of winging it. I think this guy's going to come back. I don't think this lady's going to return without some type of cash bond.
So in Hamtramck, it takes a little more time with this assessment tool, you know, more than 2 minutes. It's like 15 minutes a person. But the judge there told me that that time is worth it to her because not every court has the same staffing levels and support for this stuff, but in there it certainly made a difference. Now, these kinds of assessments are new to Hamtramck, but they're not new in Michigan. There are 15 counties and the city of Detroit that have some kind of risk assessment tool.
So there are critics to this tool. What do they say the downside is?
We talked to Shobita Partha Sarathi. She heads the Science, Technology, and Public Policy Program at the University of Michigan. Now, she talks about bias against people of color and poor people sort of still being baked into these algorithms, baked into the risk assessment tools.
As with all areas of society, we in the criminal justice system are always trying to reach towards scientific explanations because somehow we see that as objective, as standardizable, and that can somehow take out human judgment in the system.
Now, I've talked to some folks in pretrial services in other Michigan counties who were really hoping that this tool would make a huge difference when they implemented in the past years. But it's just not the panacea that they were anticipating.
Well, what were the problems in the district courts you looked at?
So the biggest problem that I saw is the tool doesn't take into account why a person didn't show up to court. So if they have a history of not showing up to court, that doesn't look good to the judge, right? Like, how can I trust you to come back? But it doesn't say on those failures to appear, you know, maybe this person missed the bus. Maybe they don't have reliable transportation. Maybe they showed up to the wrong court. Sometimes Judge Kratt says people are just not super organized and they forget because there's sometimes a lot of different court dates to keep track of. And some people have a job where you don't get paid to get that time off.
You know, the financial reality of our community is most people don't have $1,000 or $2,500 or something sitting around to post for their friend or their brother or their sister or cousin to get out. You know, they need that money for something else. So this is a good way to get them back here without taking their family's resources away from them.
Now, you said Judge Kratt lives in Hamtramck. She knows the community. She knows that a lot of the people there can't afford cash bail. So does this mean that this judge has foregone cash bail or cash bond altogether?
So here's the thing. The judges and the magistrates with these pretrial risk assessments, including the judges that are in this pilot program, they are still allowed to require a financial bond, and they do. So one woman that I witnessed in Hamtramck was booked for two misdemeanors, transporting open intoxicants in her motor vehicle. She was not drunk. And driving with a suspended license. She had seven license suspensions, but no other criminal history. So just driving with a suspended license. But she repeatedly failed to show up to court. So the assessment tool put her at a level 4. That's the highest risk level Judge Kratt said she had ever seen since starting this pilot in January. But that doesn't take into account why she missed court in each of those instances. And, you know, this woman really was pleading with the judge, crying in court, talking about an abusive ex-husband who used to control all of her money, so she wasn't able to pay the fines or show up to court. She said she declared bankruptcy twice to try to get rid of some of this debt that she owed. She finally had a full-time job at DTE for 2 years. She said she was supporting 8 kids, ages 1 through 16. But because of the way the tool set it up, Judge Kratt put a $1,600 cash or surety bond on that. And in some cases, judges don't have a choice on how to set bail. So let me give you one more example. One of the craziest things I saw was in the district court in Clinton Township. A guy got picked up for not paying child support. The tool ran him through the program, right? He's a risk level 1. That's the lowest risk rating. This guy's 90% chance he's going to show up to court. He's got no criminal record at all. He's got a job, but his bail is set at $47,471 cash, no 10%. So there, the magistrate had no choice because state law dictates that this guy's bail has to be $500 or 25% of what he allegedly owes on child support, whichever is greater.
So it sounds like we need more than just a risk assessment tool to really fix things.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely another criticism in this conversation about bail reform, that in order to make any real difference, you have to change the laws, too. New Jersey all but eliminated cash bail through a law. Colorado is looking to get rid of some cash bail for certain charges, low-level charges. John Raefling is a senior researcher at Human Rights Watch. He studied a risk assessment tool in California.
These risk assessment tools are being sold as the answer for bail reform, right? The money bail system is a problem because judges set bail and people can't pay and they stay in custody, and that's unfair. But you're just replacing it with another unfair system. If the judges didn't want to hold people in custody, they could just not set bail, right? They've had control over this. You're now giving them a tool that allows them to, with the veneer of objectivity and science, do exactly what they've been doing all along.
Now, he found a correlation between pretrial detention and likelihood of conviction, because sometimes when you're sitting in jail, it's easier to just plead guilty than be stuck there.
Do we have any idea how many people in Michigan are stuck in jail simply because they just cannot afford the bail to get out?
We don't have a straight answer to that. There's no centralized system to collect this data yet, although I hear hints that that is coming or something that may be piloted elsewhere. The best estimate that I could find comes from the Vera Institute of Justice. They compiled the statistics that are available. They show about half the people in county jails have not been convicted of a crime yet. They are simply waiting for their court date. So some are being held because they may be a public safety risk. There are legit reasons to keep people pretrial. So we don't know, we haven't been able to pull those apart. We don't know how many of those people can't get out because they simply can't pay. But the assumption is if you could get out of jail, you would.
That is Michigan Radio's investigative reporter, Lindsay Smith. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.